And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, this weekend, we have a very, very special guest. I'm talking about one of the pioneers of the rap game, somebody who started this whole thing. I'm talking about Master G, one of the original members of the Sugar Hill Gang, is joining us. How you doing, Master G?
Doing great.
All right. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming to Cleveland. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I appreciate Cleveland, actually.
Yeah?
As it is, I'm actually relocating.
Okay, that's good news.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why, you know, I really appreciate you giving me an opportunity, you know, to come on. What I'm doing is I'm starting a one-man show.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm calling it the Master G Experience. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be celebrating the years of my music, Rapper's Delight, and
right,
and Eighth Wonder, all my records.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing an interactive show. And so what I'm doing with the interactive show is I'm going to be bringing people on stage. We got a DJ thing happening,
mm-hmm,
instruments going on. I play the drums. It's going to be a whole situation. And then what we do also is we're going to end the show with, you know, the fact that I'm doing this show on my own. I'm
right,
not performing with Wonder Mike or Big Hank.
Right.
I'm doing it on my own. So that means it would be a slot for two people.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is at the end of the night, I want to have some two people come on stage and perform Rapper's Delight with me.
Now, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah, that's.
And then we're going to go with everything from, you know, like, Apache all the way up to, we're gonna do, you know, music in general, just everything.
So okay, all right, that's a good opportunity for the fans to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's a way for me to give back,
mm-hmm,
and it's also a way for me to launch this new project that I'm on.
Okay,
you know, and my business partner, big shout out to Dave Malley, who's out here in Cleveland. We're involved in a fragrance company.
Okay,
and that fragrance company is headquartered out here. And it just made better sense for me to come out here, man,
mm-hmm,
and get my show together,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, just hone my skills and, you know, make Cleveland my base of operations.
Now, that's good. That's very good news, not only for the city of Cleveland. And, you're bringing your companies here.
Exactly.
So you're bringing jobs
exactly
to the city.
Exactly.
And now you yourself are going to be a resident.
Exactly.
So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good thing for the city.
Yeah.
Now, as we proceed to talk about everything that's going on with your future, let's step back a second and talk about the past.
Okay, yeah.
You know, of course, everybody remembers you from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Of course.
And Rapper's Delight.
Yes.
And, again, that's probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous rap song of all time.
I think it's the most famous rap song in the world. You can
I
say
think
that.
So, yeah.
I say that.
Yeah, it's pretty fair.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah. Now, with that being the case, Tell us the story of how Rapper's Delight came together.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give you the quick version.
Yeah.
Okay. In the days that I first came out, there was no such thing as a rap.
Right.
There was no rap business. There was no rap stars. You know, literally, I am the first rap star.
Right.
Okay. We used to DJ, you know, in people's parties, basements. Long story short, Good Times was the break record,
mm-hmm,
of the summer. That, mm-hmm, was the record that everybody, and we took two records, put it together, extended the dun, dun, dun,
mm-hmm,
and we rapped on that. So somebody had the idea, which was Sylvia Robinson, Rest Her Soul. She had a record company. She had the ideal of actually putting it on record.
Mm-hmm.
And then I auditioned, Wonder Mike auditioned, and Big Hank auditioned. We auditioned in front of a pizza parlor in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want to choose between the three of us, so she decided to put the three of us together. They had already recorded the record, and then you know, they decided that we would use it. And the reason why the order is the way that it is,
mm-hmm,
is because of the raps. You know, Mike said hip-hop, you hear it. You know, what you
right
hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. So we decided Mike would go first.
Okay.
And then Hank was, you know, I'm the CAS and the OVA and the rest of
right
the Y. And then he was like the party guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my thing was, you know, I was 17 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was figuring, like, this was my, you know, opportunity, my coming out party, if
right
you will, to introduce myself to the girl. So I figured the best would be for last.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to let people know who I was. So that's why I spelt my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's the T-R, the G with the W-E,
right,
the name of the unforgettable man, and that's the G. And then the whole idea about the name going down in history as Ambassador mm-hmm Rapper could be, my name is on all over yeah the world, Baller Fox, that was me wishful thinking.
Right. And then
it worked out well.
Right.
Yeah. Needless to say, it worked out well.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's like the basic reason it was done, because, you know, she had seen it done in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
She had the facilities. And the reason why it happened in New Jersey, because a lot of people don't know, we recorded all of our records in a studio in Englewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
And the reason why it happened in Englewood, New Jersey is because she was living, Sylvia Robinson was living in New Jersey at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went to recruit talent, they're recruiting talent from, you know, in the area. So
okay.
That's the long and short of it.
All right. That's pretty cool. Now, when you think back to that, and then now we fast forward to today.
Right.
And you see how rap has grown.
Yes.
It's a global business
yes
now. And not only that, you have rap stars of today who mm-hmm. who pay homage to Sugar Hill Gang.
Absolutely.
And everything that you've done. So first, talk about how rap has grown. Mm-hmm. And then second, talk about how it makes you guys feel when you hear these rappers paying homage to the groundwork that you laid.
Well, it's a mind-boggling concept. Mm-hmm. You know, in my wildest imagination, I never thought it would be this meteoric.
Right.
I had no idea.
Right.
You know, I thought it was going to be a regional thing. I thought we were going to be cool from, you know, I'm from New York, mm-hmm. New Jersey area, so I thought it would be cool from, like, Connecticut to, you know, South Carolina. I thought that would make it. You know, for it to be worldwide is a mind-blowing thing. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that it's a great thing because before rap music, you know, in the community, in the black community, you had a few options to get out. You know, of course, education being the first one.
Right.
But then, you know, maybe you could be an athlete, mm-hmm. or you could be a comedian, or you could be an actor, mm-hmm. or you could be a singer. Mm-hmm. Well, once rap came along, like I said, you know, once people understood that you could be successful, you could make money, you could be a star, you know, and, you know, it was there. It opened the door for the guy that couldn't rap, the guy that couldn't sing, the guy that couldn't play, you know, sports. Now, well, maybe I could get my thoughts across, and I'm pretty good at reciting these things. Mm-hmm. I can still have that opportunity, and there was a vehicle. And then it went a step further, which is really mind-blowing. Now, maybe I couldn't write for the movies, mm-hmm. or I couldn't write for, you know, sports or whatever, but I could write raps.
Right.
I could write for rap pieces. You know, I could write for rappers. I could write in a magazine. I could, you know, there's so many different avenues. I say that rapping became the fourth option mm-hmm. for people who might not have had an opportunity before.
Right.
And it just opened up the door for so many different things, which is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, which is a really good thing.
I mean, absolutely.
And believe me, there's good and bad in everything, mm-hmm. but everything has its own freedom of speech and expression.
Right.
So I believe that, you know, there are things that I'm not totally cool with.
Right. And that was going to be my next question. What do you think about the rappers today or the rap music that you hear?
I'm not totally cool with everything that's being said, but mm-hmm. I understand people are frustrated, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are absolutely frustrated. And they're frustrated because, you know, people have been knocking on the door for the longest time working to get people to listen.
Right.
You know, and I saw a documentary not too long ago, Tupac's documentary.
Yeah, Resurrection, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, excuse me, he explained it really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we first came out, you know, we were telling people on the low, listen, man, you know, we want people to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to listen to us. Well, people didn't really listen. So it became a little bit more serious. Hey, man, we want people to listen to
us.
You know, and we didn't get heard. And so it got to a point where, you know, young people started saying, listen, open up the door.
Right.
We need to listen. And that's really what's going on.
Right.
And I think when the world becomes more receptive mm-hmm. to what people are saying, mm-hmm. then the opportunity is going to come up for it to get a little bit more feel-goodish as opposed to being, you know, knocking the headish.
Right.
You know, which is what we are.
Right.
You know, Master G, Wonder Mike, we're feel-good musicians, mm-hmm. man. You know, we want people to feel good when they hear music, and they do.
Yeah.
You know, people feel good when we do our song.
Right. Yeah. You know? Once Rapper's Delight comes on, you know, the party goes
crazy. It's feel good music.
That's right.
You know, it's feel good music. Now, it has evolved into a lot of different things, but because, like I said, people are angry, man.
Yeah.
You know, people are angry. People are going through changes. There's mm-hmm. a lot of strife going on, especially in our community.
Right.
You know, so that's what's going on with the music. So I can't really say, you know, people are like, well, you know, do you hate it? No, I don't. I understand what's happening.
Right. Now, you know? along the lines of community, you know, you're working on some new things.
Yes.
Where you're working with the community in some ways that's really going to help. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's my passion. Mm-hmm. You know, my passion is health and fitness. That's my passion, you know, and I'm very serious about that. Mm-hmm. Mainly I'm serious about it for young people. Because what's going on right now is because we're in such an electronic age, people don't understand. When I was a kid, man, you had to go outside.
Right.
You know, you had to go outside, you had to ride your bike, you had mm-hmm. to run, you played basketball all day, whatever it was you did. So things were different as you came up. Now people are losing the need and the knowledge about that.
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm working to introduce into the country in general, you know, a situation where people are more aware of their health, more fit, get a little bit more fit, mm-hmm. Eating better. You know, spending more time doing physical activities mm-hmm. and also understanding the need, man, for health care. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't understand because, you know, when you're young, you don't think you need health care.
Right.
You know, you don't understand the importance of it. But believe it or not, health care is the preventive maintenance.
Right.
You know, it's so that you don't get. See, cats like, I'm up there in age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm up there in age, but I'm in great shape.
Right.
I'm in great shape. I'm in good health. But I'm not the average. There's a lot of guys that didn't take care of themselves when they were younger. So when they get to my age and their range, you know, things start falling off on them. You know what I mean? So my thing is, if I can get into these communities, like, you know, one of the things that I'm looking at doing is I'm going in East Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I went to actually met with the mayor of East Cleveland.
Yes.
I met with the mayor of East Cleveland. And we're talking about doing some things where I'm actually going to come in and, like, mentor in the schools.
Man, that's excellent.
And put together, like, you know, a fitness day, you know, and all these kind of things so that we can introduce our people, you know, to, you know, stuff, things. Just, see, when you don't know and you do something, that's one thing. But when you know something, you don't do it. That's a whole other situation.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it is that people just don't know, because if I'm the corporate world telling somebody, young person, you know, this is what you're going to do, people are not going to identify with that.
Right.
But they're going to identify with a guy that helped usher in the music that they listen to.
Exactly.
They're going to identify with it.
Exactly.
You know, even if they don't know me, once I throw in my history and I play a couple of songs for them and I show them a couple of clips from a movie and they're going to be like, oh, you're that guy?
Right.
Yeah, well, now that I got your attention, this is what I want to hip you to.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm all about. And that's and see, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it here in Cleveland. It's very important for me to do it here in Cleveland because, see, in L.A., there's a thousand things going on, and there's a thousand guys like me out there, celebrities. You got everybody from, you know, Tom Hanks to, you know, Chuck Rock out there.
Right.
New York is the same thing. Puffy's out there. You know, Jay-Z is out there. All these people, and I hope I'm saying his name right, P. Diddy, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, everybody's in New York.
Right.
Cleveland needs me just as much as I need Cleveland.
Right.
You know, because it doesn't get the play that it should. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is here.
Right.
It's a heavy hip-hop culture here, man.
Right.
It's all kind of musicians, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And LeVert and all
that people. Right, OJs from this area.
Ohio, my God, period. Right. You know, God rest his soul, Sugarfoot. You know, Ohio plays.
Yeah.
It's so much music in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like, you know, they don't even pay attention.
Yeah, fly right over. Yeah.
So that's why. You know, and like I said, with my business going, my other business interests, they're here in Cleveland, my business partners from Cleveland, you know, I just thought it was a good move, man. You know,
absolutely.
You know, I love the sun and I love L.A., you know, and I spend a lot of time in L.A., but I'm planting roots here in Cleveland.
Right, and that's, and you know, we definitely appreciate it because our community needs more people like you.
Yeah.
So we definitely appreciate your commitment to our city.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about, you're going on tour.
Yes.
You got a show.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about the show and what they can expect from Master G.
It's the Master G Experience.
Okay.
Celebrating 35 some odd years of Rapper's Delight. And it's an interactive experience, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if people, you might be familiar with it, but and people are familiar. We one of our songs is in the Fresh Prince episode. There's an episode of the Fresh Prince.
Jump on it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And there's a dance that has been created as a result of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to do an interactive show where we're going to do the Apache dance.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to do you know, your favorite music, period, man. We're going to do everything from, you know, Bon Jovi, you know what I mean, to hip hop array. You know, we're going, it's my experience with music, man.
Yeah.
Over the time that I've been affected. You know, and so, and then, and what happens is there's a special ending in the show. It has to do with Rapper's Delight.
Okay.
And I'm not going to put it out there.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I want to create. You got to come to see it, right?
Exactly.
There you
gotta,
go.
You got to come. You got to come check out the Master G Experience. But, the, you know, we start the show off with Apache and we go into, you know, that whole situation. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole thing that go, because I'm going to be telling stories. You know, I'm going to be showing movie clips of things that happen and the connection to the songs. Like, you know, Jump On It is in Drumline.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first song that they play, that the band plays. Yeah, it's in Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rapper's Delight is in Kangaroo Jack. I mean, we got songs that are in movies that have spanned, you know, from, you know, Wedding Singer. You know, the old lady sings the Wedding Singer. So there's things that, and there's, you know, like, the first time I was on Soul Train, there's a lot of things that people don't understand that I am the first person to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the first person to be, do Soul Train. You know, we're the first group to be on there.
Right.
You know, we got the, you know, we're number two with 100 greatest songs of all time.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kind of things like that. So the end of the show is going to entail Rapper's Delight. But it's a special situation going on with me performing Rapper's Delight with the fans.
Okay.
It's something that goes on.
So, all right. Looking forward to that.
And that's part of what we're doing here, too.
Right.
I'm going to be rehearsing and I'm tweaking the show. See, what I want to do is I want to take the show kind of like semi-locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to do some stuff here in Cleveland just to give it an opportunity to really fine-tune it and get it right and then work on some of the cities outside of Cleveland.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then get it really right. And then at the same time, you know, create the get the dates together and all that kind of situation, and then launch the thing. I want to launch the thing. I'm trying to. We're looking at like the end of 2013, maybe okay. 2014, like an official launch.
Okay.
And that's part of what I'm doing. I'm pressing the pounding the pavement, talking to you know, as many radio stations that are talking to me. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that I'm working on doing, too. I'm working on doing a radio show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on doing a radio show, and Cleveland is one of the places that I'm interested in doing the show. And what I want to do is I want to give, again, my experience.
Right.
You know, and hip-hop, R&B, you mm-hmm. know, because I listen to everything.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the era of, you know, the Ohio Players. I listen to Ohio Players in my house. My parents, you know, listen to them furiously. So I want to show that. I want to share that experience with my fans, you know. And, again, like I said, I would like to do a radio show. And I'm looking at, you know, some people to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland is definitely one of the places that I'm looking to do it here.
Okay. All right. So now how can fans, when they if they're looking for more information about your upcoming shows or about the work that you're doing in the community, is there a website or are you on Twitter or anything like that that they can follow you?
Well, they can go to aromacountry.com.
Okay.
That's our car care and fragrance company that we're doing, and that kind of is going to lead you into all the different things. It's aromacountry.com. So if you go on aromacountry.com, there's going to be links. They're going to take you to, you know, what the experience is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take you to, you know, the things that I'm doing. And it's going to show tour dates, all of that kind of thing.
All right, cool. Master G, one last message for the fans. What you want them to know? What you got? What do you have coming up that they definitely need to look for? You got any new music coming up? Or is it just the tour and this community work? And also you're talking about your fragrance.
Yeah. Well, we have a thing called aromacountry.com.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is, like, it's air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing, we have, like, car care products. And, like, you know, it smell good for your car.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you need, when you're going into, like, sit on the throne and read, you know.
Exactly.
You need something, you know, and this thing we got is so good, man. It's one shot. Boom. One shot, knocks it out. I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, everybody knows.
That's exactly. Yeah, everybody knows. That's what I'm saying. It's good stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So go to aromacountry.com, man, and it'll explain, you know, what it is that's happening. And the thing I want people really to know above and beyond all things, man, you only got one you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So make sure you do the best things you can for you and take care of you, you know, because nobody's going to take care of you better than you going to take care of you.
Absolutely true.
So that's really the thing that I want people to understand and know the most.
All right, Master G, member of the original Sugar Hill Gang.
That would be me.
We appreciate you so much for stopping. You know what? It was an honor meeting you, and you got a lot of good things to say. It's a pleasure to have you now as a resident of Cleveland.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
All right.
You.